R1 bets on AI to solve prior authorization as hospitals slash administrative costs. Healthcare Revenue Cycle Manager R1 RCM has agreed to acquire Humata Health, an artificial intelligence platform focused on prior authorization, in a move that underscores the escalating race to automate one of healthcare's most expensive administrative bottlenecks. The deal, announced in August 2026, positions R1 to embed AI-driven prior authorization capabilities directly into its revenue cycle operations, serving hospital systems nationwide at a moment when administrative burden and uncompensated care are squeezing provider margins across the sector. Financial terms were not disclosed, but the transaction comes as hospitals are implementing aggressive cost-cutting measures in response to rising uncompensated care, according to Modern Healthcare's 2026 Hospital System Survey. The timing is not coincidental. Prior authorization, the process by which insurers approve medical procedures before they occur, has become a pressure point in hospital operations. Delays in authorization directly impact cash flow, while denials translate to lost revenue or protracted appeals processes that require significant administrative expense. The deal reflects a broader market recognition that healthcare administrative costs represent an addressable inefficiency at scale. Prior authorization alone consumes an estimated 13 hours per physician per week in administrative time, according to industry surveys. Multiply that across thousands of providers, and the labor cost becomes material. R1's acquisition of Humata Health suggests the company sees AI-driven automation not just as a productivity play, but as a competitive differentiator in winning and retaining hospital system clients who are under pressure to cut operating expenses while maintaining revenue capture rates. The revenue cycle consolidation thesis, R1's move into AI-powered prior authorization, reflects the broader consolidation trend in healthcare revenue cycle management. The sector has historically been fragmented, with point solutions addressing discrete pain points like coding, billing, collections, and denials management. The strategic bet here is that integrated platforms win by reducing the friction between these functions. Prior authorization sits upstream of billing, meaning errors or delays cascade downstream into denials, rework, and delayed cash collection. Humata Health's technology, which applies machine learning to automate prior authorization requests and predict approval likelihood, represents a logical extension of R1's existing suite. The company already manages revenue cycle operations for major health systems. Adding AI-driven prior authorization allows R1 to intervene earlier in the revenue cycle, potentially reducing denials before claims are even submitted. That shift from reactive denials management to proactive authorization optimization is where the margin expansion opportunity lies. The broader context matters. Hospital systems are preparing for an increase in uncompensated care amid federal policy changes, according to Modern Healthcare's 2026 survey data. Uncompensated care, whether from uninsured patients or coverage gaps, directly erodes operating margins. In that environment, revenue cycle efficiency becomes existential. Hospitals cannot afford to leave money on the table due to preventable denials or administrative delays. R1's acquisition of Humata Health positions the company to offer a solution that addresses both cost reduction, fewer FTEs required for prior authorization, and revenue protection, higher approval rates, faster cycle times. The AI prior authorization market opportunity prior authorization is a $31 billion annual cost to the U.S. healthcare system, driven primarily by labor. The market for AI-driven automation in this category is nascent but growing rapidly. Incumbents include point solution vendors, but few have the distribution advantage of a company like R1, which already has direct relationships with hospital CFOs and revenue cycle leaders. Embedding prior authorization AI into R1's existing platform creates a land and expand dynamic. Existing clients can adopt the capability without integrating a new vendor, reducing friction to adoption. The competitive landscape is intensifying. Payers themselves are deploying AI to accelerate prior authorization decisions, but their incentives are not always aligned with providers. Insurers benefit from denials that shift cost to patients or force providers to absorb uncollected revenue. Provider-side AI tools like Humana Health's platform aim to counterbalance that asymmetry by optimizing submission quality and predicting denial risk before claims are filed. The result is a technology-driven negotiation, with both sides using machine learning to gain an edge. What makes this deal notable is the acquirer. R1 is not a traditional software vendor. It operates a hybrid model, combining software with managed services, often taking on revenue cycle operations entirely for hospital systems. That model means R1 has direct visibility into the financial impact of prior authorization delays. If Humana Health's AI can demonstrably reduce days in accounts receivable or increase clean claim rates, R1 can quantify that value in client contracts. That ability to tie technology directly to financial outcomes is a powerful sales motion in a cost-conscious environment. The cost structure arbitrage, the strategic logic, extends to labor economics. Revenue cycle management is labor-intensive. Prior authorization requires clinical knowledge to navigate payer-specific requirements, and that expertise is expensive. Automation allows R1 to reduce its own cost to serve while maintaining or expanding gross margins. If the company can handle a higher volume of prior authorization requests per FTE using Humana Health's AI, it can either underprice competitors on new business or improve profitability on existing contracts. Both outcomes strengthen competitive positioning. The broader healthcare labor market provides tailwinds. Administrative hiring in healthcare has outpaced clinical hiring for years, and wages for revenue cycle staff have risen as hospitals compete for talent. AI-driven automation offers a hedge against wage inflation. While full replacement of human judgment in prior authorization is unlikely in the near term, clinical nuance still matters. Augmentation is achievable. AI can handle routine cases, flag edge cases for human review, and learn from historical approval patterns to improve over time. This dynamic is not unique to R1. Other revenue cycle vendors are evaluating similar acquisitions or building in-house AI capabilities. The difference is timing and execution. R1's decision to acquire rather than build suggests urgency. In a competitive market, speed to deployment matters. Acquiring Humana Health likely accelerates R1's time to market by 12 to 18 months compared to internal development, a meaningful advantage when hospital systems are making revenue cycle vendor decisions today. The Placamium view the R1 Humana Health transaction is a template for where healthcare services mergers and acquisitions is headed. Vertical integration of AI-driven automation into existing distribution platforms. The deal is small by healthcare mergers and acquisition standards, but the strategic implications are large. Companies with direct relationships to hospital CFOs and revenue cycle leaders can acquire point solution AI vendors and embed them into existing workflows, creating stickiness and margin expansion simultaneously. What the market is missing is the second-order effect on payer-provider dynamics. As providers adopt AI to optimize prior authorization, payers will respond with their own AI-driven reviews, creating an escalation cycle. The equilibrium state is not fewer prior authorizations, but faster, more automated adjudication. That shift benefits technology vendors on both sides, but does little to reduce the structural inefficiency. The real opportunity lies in platforms that can bridge payer and provider systems, reducing friction rather than simply automating it. We see potential for interoperability plays in this space, particularly if regulatory pressure mounts to streamline prior authorization processes. From a capital deployment perspective, R1's acquisition signals confidence in the durability of revenue cycle outsourcing as a business model. If the company believed fee-for-service healthcare was at imminent risk of disruption by value-based care, it would not be investing in prior authorization automation, which is primarily a fee-for-service problem. The deal is a bet that administrative complexity persists, and that hospitals will continue to outsource revenue cycle functions to specialists who can leverage scale and technology. That thesis has proven resilient through multiple reform cycles, and we see no reason to expect a departure in the current policy environment. The competitive response will be telling. If other revenue cycle vendors pursue similar acquisitions in the next 12 months, it validates the land grab thesis. If not, R1 may have overestimated the market's willingness to pay for AI-driven prior authorization, or competitors may be building rather than buying. Either outcome provides signal value. We are watching for follow-on transactions in adjacent categories: AI for coding, denials prediction, and patient payment estimation. Those are logical next steps in the automation playbook. The bottom line: R1's acquisition of Humata Health is a strategic down payment on the future of revenue cycle automation, executed at a moment when hospital systems are cutting costs and facing rising uncompensated care. The deal positions R1 to offer differentiated capabilities in prior authorization, a high-cost administrative function ripe for AI-driven efficiency gains. For institutional investors, the transaction underscores the durability of healthcare services mergers and acquisitions as a vehicle for consolidating fragmented markets and embedding technology into established distribution channels. The broader investment thesis is clear. Healthcare administrative costs remain stubbornly high, regulatory complexity is increasing rather than decreasing, and hospitals lack the capital or expertise to build AI solutions in-house. That creates a sustained tailwind for vendors who can deliver automation at scale. R1's move into AI prior authorization is not the end of this trend, but the beginning of a multi-year cycle of vertical integration in healthcare revenue cycle. The companies that execute fastest and demonstrate tangible financial outcomes will command premium valuations. Those that hesitate will lose ground to more aggressive acquirers. In a cost-constrained healthcare environment, efficiency is not optional. It is the only path to margin preservation, and AI is the tool that makes it possible.